WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Biden meets virtually with the families of 14 Americans missing in the Middle East. Some could be Hamas hostages. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
He felt it was very important to directly speak to them and let them know that the U.S. is doing everything in its power to try to reconnect those Americans with their loved ones and, of course, ultimately bring them home.
Israel has warned a million people in northern Gaza to leave by tomorrow. It's thought a ground offensive could come soon. Israel's military says its forces have carried out small raids inside Gaza. Correspondent Imtiaz Taieb has more on violence involving Jewish settlers.
Leaders here in Israel have described as pogroms, going into Palestinian villages, killing people and committing terrible atrocities. And what we know is that since that horrible and depraved rampage by Hamas in southern Israel, we know that there have been reprisal attacks inside the occupied West Bank, killing over 33 Palestinians since Saturday alone.
In southern Lebanon, where there's been sporadic violence, a journalist was killed by an Israeli shell. Defense Secretary Austin expressed U.S. support for Israel at a stop today in Tel Aviv. Secretary of State Blinken held meetings in Qatar.
We know the humanitarian situation is urgent. We're actively engaged with partners, including Qatar, to get aid to those who need it.
Qatar said today the U.S. cannot renege on an agreement to deliver $6 billion in frozen funds to Iran. Iran has been a backer of Hamas. Correspondent Natalie Brand has more on efforts to step up security here at home as the war goes on and tensions are high.
In the U.S., Jewish communities are taking extra precautions.
We have told the parents that if you wish, you can't keep your children home. That's okay.
Many mosques are also adding extra security. Both sides concerned the fighting overseas will lead to violence at home.
The U.S. says North Korea has delivered 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions to Russia for the war in Ukraine. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is breaking with the pattern of expanding the union strike against the big three automakers on Fridays.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
He says automakers tried to forge progress only late every week. A tentative deal has been struck to avoid a further job action by healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente. Wall Street right now, the S&P and NASDAQ are down, but the Dow is up 81. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This new Wendy's Frosty.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A man charged as part of a pair of smash-and-grab burglaries in western Wisconsin has been sentenced to prison. Anthony Jordan and Miltiano Johnson were charged last year with breaking into a Menominee T-Mobile and Eau Claire Macman store before leading police on a chase that hit over 100 miles per hour on I-94. Johnson's cases in Dunn and Eau Claire County were consolidated yesterday, and Judge Michael Schumacher sentenced him to 3 years in prison. Assembly lawmakers will take up a $546 million ballpark financing plan next week, aiming to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin until at least 2050. The bill was approved by a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the Assembly Committee on State Affairs and will now advance to the full chamber. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the bill will likely be brought up on Tuesday. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for their proposal for long-term improvements at American Family Field. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, over on the board. Welcome into the program. It is Friday. Yes, Friday the 13th, 2023, 6:01. Happy to have you here on a Friday afternoon. TGIF, Mr. Zommers, I'm not sure about you. I could use a weekend.
Yeah, definitely. For this Friday the 13th, spooky, not tonight, but tomorrow morning, I will be going to Manitowoc, hang out with some friends.
Oh, nice.
We've got other friends from around the state convening there to watch some spooky movies.
I don't know which ones.
All right. Maybe we'll watch Friday the 13th, one of the 800 of them.
Perhaps. Well, very good. Enjoy that time. I'm just going to chill. In Madison for most of the weekend. May head up to do a little orchard tour on Sunday, but whatever folks are doing around the state of Wisconsin, do it safely. Rain, of course, in the forecast throughout most of Wisconsin today. Many homecoming parades, high school homecoming parades, have been either postponed or canceled due to the rain across the state. And, of course, the Wisconsin Badger football team, huge game against Iowa tomorrow at Camp Randall. Looks like it might not be quite a rainout. Well, of course, they have artificial turf there. Going to be chilly, though. And breezy. High is only in the low 50s. Breezy conditions at Camp Randall. And certainly damp, if nothing else. So be prepared for that. We will talk about that game, Wisconsin and Iowa, in the second hour of the show today. As Mr. Sommers mentioned, it is Friday the 13th. And, you know, nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun with that. My paternal grandmother, especially, was very, very superstitious about Friday the 13th. And, you know, it's fine to have some fun with that. I got no problem with that. But I do want to alert people and mention and call out that there is some very serious, scary things going on this Friday the 13th, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. What is happening is that some of the extremist Muslim folks in the world, and in particular Palestinians, have called for, whether you want to call it a day of rage or whatever, against Jewish people. In response to what's going on in the war on Israel in the Middle East. And we had on Alex Schur yesterday, a reporter here in Madison, and was on the UW-Madison campus, and he told us firsthand yesterday how many people of the Jewish faith are quite frankly scared to go out right now because of the hate towards Jewish people that is just rising in some parts, not everywhere, but some parts across the world and the U.S., and that, you know, there's this line of thought out there that, you know, that everybody's to blame on this. And that is making, and remember, the Jewish people have been a persecuted people for decades. Decades.
Well, centuries.
Centuries, thank you. And What happened on Saturday was the second largest killing of Jews since the Holocaust. And it's unfortunate. And it's not, this is not hyperbole. All right. This is not just, oh, people are just like, here's what's happening today in America. There is an added and heightened security presence at the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. because of real threats, credible threats that our intelligence agency, our community have learned of. The New York City Police Department on heightened security, adding police officers. And by the way, they are down. That's a whole other cup of coffee. They are severely down in the amount of officers they need, but they are on heightened security. Many airports on heightened security today, if you are flying. You might not see all of this, but it is there. Because of the credible threats from some of the extremists in the Muslim world and Palestinians for what's happening in the Middle East. And I want to be very clear about this, all right? Because I was alive, very much so, during 9/11. And if you'll remember, for those of us who were there, lived through it, of course not at the sites, but were present when it happened, President Bush, a Republican, came out immediately and said, you know what, let's not judge those in the Muslim community, that the Muslim faith is by and large a peaceful faith, and these are extremists within the Muslim faith. That was a very important point because it would have been very easy for George W. Bush to immediately lay blame on all Muslims and make them the bad guys. But he was very careful in those hours and days after 9/11 to say, look, we denounce all hate, and this is not a war on Muslim people. And what's needed is that kind of leadership across all of our political figures today. What's happening should not be a reflection of all Muslim people at all, or all Palestinians at all. And again, all loss of life is tragic. And I certainly hope that there are ways for humanitarian aid to be taken into Gaza. But let us not forget what happened on Saturday. This was an unprovoked attack by a terrorist organization, Hamas, who hides amongst civilians. And Hamas was, quote unquote, duly elected back. There hasn't been elections in Palestine since 2006 in Gaza. 2006. It's essentially a regime. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this. Also, what's happening in Washington, D.C., the speaker's race continues to be a crap show. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Take your calls on this and anything else that's on your mind on a Friday. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
We have some heavy rain on the way today into tonight. An inch to an inch and a half possible here across much of the region. It's going to be windy, too. Cloudy, windy, heavy rain, 48 today. The wind east gusting to between 30 and 40 miles per hour today. Tonight, rain likely down to 45. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show, the Todd Allball Show, that is, on the Civic Media Radio Network. 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on the time and temperature sign. Mr. Sommer's on the board. Glad to be with you on what appears to be mostly a rainy day across the state of Wisconsin. At least it is here in Madison, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Want to give you a few more details on this story we started off with. This from Reuters News Service about an hour ago, Dateline Los Angeles. U.S. law enforcement agencies have escalated security measures to safeguard Jewish and Muslim communities. That's an important point. This is to safeguard both Jewish and Muslim communities ahead of a global pro-Palestinian protest expected today. But they urge members of the public to go about their daily routines. Now, that's easy to say if you're not a person of the Jewish faith in particular. As we heard from Alex Schur yesterday, after spending time at a Chabad on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus talking to Jewish students, many of whom do not feel comfortable going to class right now because it's being called out by some, keyword some, perhaps even a handful, but at least some professors reportedly are defending Hamas in this, or at least saying that Hamas had some right to this genocidal attack against Israel on Saturday. If you're a person of the Jewish faith, you feel very uncomfortable in that situation. Continuing on that story from Reuters from about an hour ago, police in the two most populous U.S. cities, New York and Los Angeles, said they would step up patrols, especially around synagogues and Jewish community centers, though authorities insisted they were unaware of any specific or credible threats. Quote, "There is no reason to feel afraid. No one should feel they have to alter their normal lives," unquote. That according to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who said in a briefing late yesterday. New York City Eric Adams said his office had directed police to, quote, surge additional resources to schools and houses of worship to ensure they are safe and that our city remains a place of peace, unquote. Adams said extra police patrols were being deployed in Jewish and Muslim communities alike. This is where we are at right now. And so, yes, I understand that the Israeli or the war on Israel is a international story. And by and large, we like to tie things into Wisconsin. But this has a Wisconsin thread, as we said yesterday. This affects our friends and neighbors in each of our communities, particularly of the Jewish faith. And by the way, of the Muslim faith, I would say as well. Because again, Palestinians, let alone organizations of a terrorist nature, do not represent all Muslims. So it's a good time to just, as my old teacher Andy Spies used to say, probably still does, he's still with us, thank God, pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. And tone down the rhetoric just a little bit to take time for our brothers and sisters in our community, particularly those of the Jewish faith. If you want to call away in on that, certainly welcome to 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love your insight, your take on the day's headlines. Taking to our second story of the day, Washington, where things are a complete disaster. in terms of trying to find a next Speaker of the House. Turning to CNN, Republicans are confronting a deepening leadership crisis that has left the House paralyzed with no clear path to elect a new Speaker. After an effort to replace Kevin McCarthy following his historic ouster was derailed by entrenched opposition and deep divisions within the party. By failing to coalesce behind the candidate, Republicans have plunged the House into uncharted territory and effectively frozen the chamber at a time when major international and domestic crises loom, from Israel's war against Hamas to a potential government shutdown in mid-November. All eyes are now on U.S. Congressman GYM Jim Jordan of Ohio, as he jumps into the Speaker's race after Majority Leader Steve Scalise abruptly withdrew last night amid hardened positions and opposition from more than a dozen holdouts. Republicans have not immediately coalesced behind Jordan, however, and he may face the same math problem as Scalise. Here's what's going on. Donald Trump is essentially running the election for House Speaker without running the election for House Speaker. Allow me to explain, if you'd be so very kind. And again, you know, I'm a former Republican, left the party in 2011. I worked for U.S. Congressman in Washington and in Wisconsin, and here in Wisconsin for a Wisconsin state senator. So that's my lens, that's my perspective of having at least spent some time on the Hill out in Washington, although it's been a few years, but still talking to people who are there, and knowing the Republican Party fairly well and how they operate, or at least certainly how they used to operate. So here's what's going on that you're not going to necessarily hear on a lot of sources. There is a, I would call it somewhat of a mainstream traditional Republican part of that caucus left. Although the problem is they rarely speak up and talk about it because they're too scared of the mega folks and getting primaried. And then there's kind of your large group of extreme Republicans. People have just kind of gone off the deep end and bought into Trumpism, which makes up the bulk of the current Republican caucus in the House. And I would put guys like Steve Scalise in that category. A guy who once said, "I'm David Duke without the baggage," said that. Of course, David Duke, the former Ku Klux Klan leader. Then you have Jim Jordan, who I have borrowed the phrase from my friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, GYM Jim Jordan. GYM, why do we say that? Because he is part of a very sad situation at The Ohio State University, in which tens and dozens of wrestlers, while he was an assistant coach there, assistant wrestling coach, came forward to him at the time to report a doctor within the University of Ohio, Ohio State University, I should say, saying that this doctor sexually abused them. And allegedly, Jim Jordan did nothing about it. And fast forward until Jim Jordan was in Congress or about to go in Congress, and he called several of these wrestlers crying, saying, don't out me about this because it'll ruin my political career. And then the doctor who all these sexual allegations were towards killed himself. And essentially Jim Jordan got off scot-free because there really wasn't a case anymore. Very similar to what happened, by the way, at Penn State with Joe Paterno and some of his assistant coaches turning a blind eye. So these two guys, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, not what I would call mainstream Republicans. They are certainly part of the mega caucus. Jim Jordan is known to be a close ally of Donald Trump. So that's the heart of that caucus right now. And then you have, and I don't know how else to put it, the spooky caucus or the spooky members. I put Matt Gaetz in that category, although he said that he would vote for Steve Scalise. And there are others, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Bobart, this Mace woman. Mace is one of the kookiest. Apparently, she said that she was in the running to be the vice presidential nominee with Donald Trump on the Republican ticket next year. to which Trump's main campaign manager, Chris LaCivita, came out with a statement this morning that called it, I'll clean it up for radio, horse crap. He made it more explicit. He said, anybody who says that they're in the running to be Donald Trump's VP are just, they. I think he said the quote was, they're off their meds. Okay? So it's about anywhere from 8 to 12 of these people who are just la-la cuckoo birds, off the ranch nuts. And these are the people that are holding this whole thing up. Because they won't even go along with the heart of the Trump caucus, the mega caucus in the Republican Party. They're doing, and you say, well, why do they do this? Because, in my opinion, they idolize Donald Trump. They love his style. Think about it for a second. Donald Trump's style isn't to bring about results, certainly not compromise. It's all about Donald Trump. These people like this Congressman Mace woman, it is all about her. She wore literally a scarlet letter A on a white t-shirt yesterday, parading past the press to get attention. These people they saw that it worked for Donald Trump. They saw that a self-aggrandizing, self-serving campaign made Donald Trump, helped make him president of the United States. And they have the same nutty idea that by acting the same way, it will do the same for them and elevate them into power and prominence in American politics. His influence is controlling the House speakership indirectly. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the SAC, what say you?
Well, where to begin? Nancy Mace, who apparently is labeling herself as an adulteress because she must not understand the whole meaning of the Scarlet Letter, right, which I think I read back in 11th grade, that Hester Prim, I think it was, that was being condemned because she was either seduced by a village elder and bore a child. And I think the child had to wear the letter as well.
Nancy Mace got caught on video. It's going around. You can look it up now. She was, what do they call it, Zommers? Spit shots or whatever, where somebody takes a shot and then they put the shot in the mouth of another person and they keep passing it down the line. And Nancy Mace was a part of this.
Yeah, I don't know what they call that. But yeah.
You've never done it. All right, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, and it just in gymnasium, Jim Jordan, who I refer to as pedophile protector Jim Jordan, because that's apparently what he did by his silence in protecting those young athletes.
Well, that's fair. I think that word is way overused right now. My understanding, this happened with college athletes, so I mean they were, you know, of age. But I get
right.
The point.
It's just and that it is just because he didn't protect those young men. I mean,
right,
that's just pure and simple. He's too gutless to even admit it now, and that's what should be pointed out. He's got no call. He should not even be Congress, period.
Yes.
It's because of his moral...
By the way, you got 40 seconds, Mark. It's all yours. Go ahead. 40 seconds. Go.
And as far as the anti-Semitism, let's not forget the anti-Semitism that existed in this country that prevented us from taking in more Jews during the Holocaust. Prior to the Holocaust, we could have welcomed them here, as well as the rest of the world. I mean, it's been going on for a couple thousand years. Has at times not been as bad, but I mean that it, let's remember 1492, they discovered, Columbus discovered, across the ocean blue to discover the United States, but also there's the Alhambra decree where, Queen Isabella kicked all the Jews out of...
We're up against the clock, Mark. Sorry about that. Appreciate the call. Give us a call next hour, or next segment if you want. Stay tuned. We're after this.
CBS News special report. President Biden met virtually today with the families of 14 Americans missing in the Middle East, says CBS's Weijia Zhang.
This sends a very clear message about how important it is to bring these hostages home. And in the past, that hasn't happened because that could change the state of play.
Israel is reportedly preparing for a ground invasion of Gaza, something CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says will not be easy.
It will be, I think, an enormously difficult military operation, enormously bloody, Imagine you have to go through that type of a dense urban area, door to door, room to room, apartment to apartment, a basement to basement, losing a lot of the military advantages you have of heavy armor and mechanized equipment while you're doing that.
New York City's Transportation Police Chief John Mueller says his officers are on alert.
What the Israeli people are going through right now, we don't want ever to happen by any means or measure here in the United States.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Western Wisconsin elementary school was placed on lockdown after a nearby incident involving an assault rifle. The Ladysmith Police Department reports a man contacted police after a neighbor confronted him and pointed an AR-15 rifle at him. 57-year-old Corwin Blackwell was arrested on charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. The incident occurred after school hours, but students were still in the building for extracurriculars and went into lockdown as a safety precaution. Chippewa Valley High School entered a hold situation after an undisclosed incident in the vicinity of the school. Superintendent Jeff Holmes released a statement advising parents that law enforcement officials had quickly resolved the matter and that operations at the high school returned to normal, but school officials wanted parents to know that the hold situation had been ordered. The statement did not provide additional details about the incident. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the wild west of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever that may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. It is Friday, October 13th, the Tallahball Show, that is, 2023, 33 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Sommer is on the board on this TGIF. Welcome your calls at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or we'll make it easy, 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R. T-Y. You can also text us by using the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, it's a rainy afternoon, at least here in Madison. Overcast, a good day just to dial up the phone, go to your app store on your Android or Apple device, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media, download the app. It takes less than a minute. It is free, F-R-E-E, gratis, no dinero. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Download the app today. You can text us on the Civic Media app, and we'll read your app. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and I believe, Mr. Zommers, we're going to have Skywriters starting next week. We're going to do the show in Skywriting.
Yeah, it's a very expensive undertaking. that we funded by having Todd do some exotic dancing on the side.
I'm looking over at our CEO, Sage Wiles' office, and he's just shaking his head. No, no, there will be no skywriting, apparently. All right.
Well, we tried.
We tried. We welcome you to join you on the show, talking though right now about this House Speaker's race out in Washington, D.C. that is just an absolute, it once again shows that Republicans are unable to govern. And again, this is not Todd saying this, is a former Republican, not a progressive Democrat saying this. Who said this recently was the very conservative U.S. Congressman from Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman, who said, why, he voted for McCarthy, by the way. Said, why would we kick out McCarthy when we don't even have a plan B? Which is a good point. I agree with Glenn on that. So again, it's this handful, maybe up to a dozen of just spooky beyond mega caucus people that are messing this all up.
It goes back to the point that you and Trygve Olsen from the Lincoln Project often make, that there are people who want to do and people who want to be. And all of these are people who they just want to sit there and be on YouTube and look at their own faces and hear their own voices and be like, ha ha, that's me.
But you're right. But that is the influence of Donald Trump. And we're seeing this more and more, right? We're seeing these kind of extremist, self-aggrandizing, destructive type of candidates at virtually all levels. Think about it. We've seen it across this state. People running for mayor, people running for city council, even for school boards, for sheriffs. I mean, I think almost any successful politician, doesn't matter what party, has to have a little bit of an ego. I've worked for some. I've never worked for a successful politician that didn't have a little bit of healthy ego. You have to have that. Because there are so many people, you know, throwing words against you and calling you out. You have to have kind of a thick skin and believe in what you're doing. That's a healthy ego. Nothing wrong with that. We've had other politicians who were kind of larger than life. Might put Tommy Thompson in that category on the Republican side. Bill Proxmire, longtime Democrat, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. Bigger than life politicians. But that's a different type of ego than what we see currently in the Republican caucus in Washington, D.C., where it's all about them. And only them. And now we have a situation where they are unable to elect a speaker. They've got to get to 217. And right now they can't, nobody seems to be able to get beyond 213. So Steve Scalise, the majority leader, who says he's going to remain in leadership, by the way, has pulled out. Has said, I'm done with this. I'm not going to go down the Kevin McCarthy route of having 15 ballots and be made a fool of. So he said he's done. Jim Jordan says he's back in. Says he's going to run. Or is running. Now here's the thing. Some of both Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives were told that this was a crap show. And so they got on planes to come home this weekend. But now they're going back into caucus. The Republicans are. And we're hearing now that the Republicans may try to go to the floor yet today and choose a speaker with several members gone. Now, if that were to happen, what you would probably have is when all members are back on Monday or Tuesday, you would have the Democrats call to vacate the chair and say, no, you're not going to do this with just a fraction of the members here on the floor. We're going to once again vacate the chair. So again, this is an ungovernable, untenable situation. And let's focus for a second on one of our other congressmen from Wisconsin, Derek Van Orden. And I've been talking about this a couple of times. We're going to continue to talk about it because this may be one of the most important political storylines going into 2024 for the state of Wisconsin. the 3rd Congressional District of Wisconsin, an area that I know very well. I lived most of my life in the 3rd Congressional District in Richland County. I was a part of 3rd District politics for a long time. I'm a 2-time assembly candidate from that part of the state. So I know the 3rd District pretty well. And they sent Steve Gunderson, a former Republican, to Congress for 16 years. And then about the same amount of time for Democrat Ron Kind. And now in the closest of elections last fall, Derek Van Orden, Republican, beat Democrat Brad Paff, a state senator from La Crosse. Derek Van Orden, by his own admission, was at the insurrection of January 2nd, posted it on his Facebook, very proud of that. He subsequently continues to show that he clearly has some sort of anger management and or mental health issues. He has been caught trying to go through TSA at an Iowa airport with a gun. Received the smallest of fines for that. He then went to his own district in Prairie du Chien near the on the Mississippi River in southwest Wisconsin and verbally abused a teenage librarian, because there was a Gay Pride Month LGBTQ book display in the library. Yelled at her, gave her a verbal dressing down. Then, earlier this year, when teenage Senate pages in the Senate, not the House, but the Senate, on their next to last day, were doing what is traditional, which are for pages to take their cameras or phones or whatever and look up and take pictures of the rotunda. Beautiful ceiling in the rotunda, by the way, both here in Madison and at the U.S. Capitol of Washington. So they took pictures, and Van Orden, who admits that he had been drinking with constituents or lobbyists or somebody in his office that night, was giving a late night tour to these people, came through the rotunda and found these teenagers dressed very nicely in their Senate page uniforms, taking pictures of the rotunda on their backs, as many people do. And he then went on to a verbal rage. And many of those pages wrote down what he said. It was profanity laced. The S word, instead of crap, he used the other word. The F word, as in the F bomb, as in F U. Verbally abusing with profanity teenagers. And he doesn't deny it, but says that basically they deserved it because he made a false claim. He said that the Capitol is sacred because it is on top of dead Union War soldiers. It's basically a cemetery or a mausoleum, which he had to then later admit is untrue. The U.S. Capitol was used as a military hospital. There are no soldiers that are known to be buried under the Capitol. And now this week, Derek Van Orden could not control his anger again. And according to many sources, both Republican and Democrat, at a White House briefing on the situation with Israel, the war against Israel by Hamas, Derek Van Orden again verbally dressed down the White House staff, saying it was a pathetic briefing, and dropped an F-bomb again. And other House members had to apologize for him. That's not what he wants you to know. What he wants you to know is what he's putting out on social media. Oh, he's just this grandfather. He's just this military veteran. So here's what he put out. He put this on his Twitter account this morning, Twix, if we want to use the Craig Ferguson term, Twix, X, Twitter, whatever it is, on his Twitter account. This is the video. I'm going to play it for you because, again, I don't want to misconstrue this. I want you to know, because this is what you're hearing on many local news media sources. Play it, Mr. Sommers.
Everybody, it's Derek Van Orden. It's October 13th, 2023, which is the birthday of the Navy, by the way. And I know it's supposed to be a day of rage or jihad because some jackball in the Middle East said that they want to kill people that love freedom. Well, guess what? I'm riding my motorcycle around. I'm going to go get some breakfast, and I'm going to go to work in the United States Capitol, and I'm going to vote in a speaker so we can get back to the country's business. Americans are a free people. and we're going to stay that way.
So that's what you're hearing. If you live in the 3rd District, that's the image, that's the tone, that's the tenor. He's just a Navy veteran, a SEAL who loves America, rides his Harley in Washington, D.C. He's going to work hard. He's going to elect a speaker. America is great. I stand with Israel. Just a great guy, right? That is what you are hearing if you're in Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland Center, Stevens Point, Prairie du Chien, Platteville, Lancaster, Boscobel, Viola, Osseo, Hudson. That's all what you just heard. That's what they want you to know. And by the way, happy birthday to the Navy. And a shout out to our colleague, Matt Flynn, a Navy veteran himself. I'm all for that. It's great. But the next time you see Derek Van Orten around Western Wisconsin, ask him this. Hey, Mr. Congressman, Mr. Van Orten, we'll see, by the way, if they get a speaker. Pretty doubtful they will today, despite his claim. But right now, there is no Speaker of the House. There is no Army Chief. There is no Chief of Naval Operations. There is no Head of the Air Force. There is no Ambassador to Israel, Lebanon, Oman, or Kuwait from the United States. There is no Commander of the 5th Fleet. No one in 300 military roles. And there is no State Department Coordinator for Counterterrorism. Mr. Navy SEAL, Republican Derek Van Orten, waver of the flag, and supporter of the military. Are you okay with that? Because Joe Biden has done his job. He has nominated people to all of those posts. And the people who are holding up are Republicans. Mostly Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, although he lives in Florida. Who won't allow any of these confirmations to go through on these positions I just named, except for Speaker of the House. And in the Speaker of the House, Derek Van Orten's own House of Legislation, they can't even get their crap together to elect a speaker. And meantime, Derek Van Orten continues to have anger management issues. He is dangerous. We had a constituent call up here a couple of days ago. And said when she called Derek Van Orten's district office, they yelled at her. Said she, even though she has a telephone number from their district, they didn't want to believe that she was a constituent and hung up on her. I've worked in both the state legislature and the United States House of Representatives for years. And I have never witnessed that type of rude behavior. Derek Van Orten is a dangerous person. He has anger management issues, and he is certainly not standing up for the United States of America. Remember that as you see Derek Van Orten in the 3rd Congressional District and ask him those questions. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allbull Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We have some heavy rain on the way today into tonight. An inch to an inch and a half possible here across much of the region. It's going to be windy too. Cloudy, windy, heavy rain, 48 today. The wind east gusting to between 30 and 40 miles per hour today. Tonight, rain likely down to 45. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up the second hour, lighten things up a bit, talk about Wisconsin football a little bit. Big game this weekend against Iowa. Also, more interesting guests at hour number 2, so stay tuned for that. Mr. Zomers has a long night ahead of him. You're filling in for Nate this week or tonight on Devils, is that correct?
Yes, on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Yes. And then also on Outside the Pizza Box with our very own Pizza Box Mike.
Yes.
Which should be fun. Yeah. I haven't produced that show at all before, so I'm looking forward to that. But then also Mad Unity, which is a program that's new to Civic Media that we've had for the last
month-ish.
Yeah. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight. Featuring many local artists, including our own Jorge as DJ Cosmo Brown, doing a lot of electronic dance music and dubstep, house music, techno, things like that. And I'll be helping out with that tonight.
You are a busy man, Mr. Zomers. We may have to bring you multiple caffeine drinks or whatever you need.
DoorDash will be getting my patronage today. I can tell you that.
Well, we appreciate you. And I think it's fantastic that Jorge has an on-air name like that. What is it again?
DJ Cosmo Brown.
DJ Cosmo Brown. See, I've never, in all my years working in radio, I've never used an on-air name. It's just my real name. But maybe I should. Maybe people can call in and tell me what you want. If I had an on-air name, what would it be? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I don't want to call it breaking news, but let's call it new information via the Twitter here. This is Manu Raju, who is the chief congressional reporter for CNN. He is tweeting this at this hour. Vern Buchanan, a member of the Republican caucus, told me that he is not backing Jim Jordan. The quote was, quote, Steve Scalise, the way they dealt with him yesterday was wrong, unquote. Asked if he thought Jordan should have endorsed Scalise right away, he said, quote, yeah, in a much more aggressive way, unquote. Congressman Buchanan now predicts 4 more candidates will jump into the race. He told CNN, quote, once you get done with this, Jordan won't get the votes. I don't know if anybody can get the votes. Then you're going to have 4 or 5 other members of Congress that I think are really pretty strong members that will get in to the race, unquote. This thing just gets goofier and goofier. And the fact that they can't elect someone, I mean, it's mildly entertaining if you're a political junkie like me, but this has real implications at a time when we need Congress to act. Number one, because of the situation of Hamas attacking Israel, and we need to be passing resolutions of condemnation against Hamas, and we need to make sure that Israel has what they need to defend themselves. And number two, we are headed towards a government shutdown in about a month. And we need to be negotiating this out and figuring out what the heck's going to happen, or we're going to have all kinds of federal employees, including our military, by the way, that will not get paid. This is serious stuff. This isn't, you know, Survivor on CBS. Fine program. But, I mean, I think that's, honest to goodness, you guys, I think that's the way that Trump looks at this and some of his acolytes in Congress. is that they look at this as a as The Apprentice, right? I mean, we read that story here, last week, Mr. Sommers, that there's somebody who was knowledgeable of the Trump organization, the Trump campaign, said that when Kevin McCarthy was elected and Trump, Matt Gaetz raised Trump's name, that Trump kind of liked it. He was sitting down in Mar-a-Lago watching it. And at first he thought it was great because he thought, well, you know, and then they said, well, no, he didn't like it because he only got one vote. And then he kind of came back around again to being speaker. At first he said, I was president. I don't want to be speaker. But then he came back around because here's how they sold it to Trump. They said, look, this is like The Apprentice. You sit up there in the big chair and you make all the decisions. I'm not making this up. These people look at the sovereignty and the safety of these United States as a joke. And I think it's sick. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go across the pond to London. Jay in London, we appreciate you listening. As always, what say you?
I think you are DJ Prince.
Pardon?
DJ Prince.
as my on-air nickname. Well, so Andrew from Verona, yeah. Andrew from Verona on the text line says, Todd the Bod Alba. No, I appreciate that, Andrew, but there was a time about 10 years ago when I actually had a personal trainer and I did have a decent body. That has passed. So I appreciate it, but okay. No. But I appreciate it, Jay.
Okay, I said you are DJ Prince, my brother.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I just came from work, so I heard you are saying about it. I said, let me call him and tease him that he is DJ Prince.
We appreciate it. Well, tune in, we'll have music tonight for you.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you so much. Jay over in London there. Appreciate that.
We also got message from Jeff Perry on Facebook that says his DJ name is Stairmaster Jeff.
Stairmaster Jeff. Well, maybe it is now over at WVMO. By the way, a great community station here in Monona. Check him out. Jeff has a great program on WVMO, available via an app as well. But when I worked with Jeff, he was just Jeff Perry. I did not know he had gone to the on-air name of Stairmaster Jeff. But all right. Let's quickly go to Stoughton. CJ, want to bring you on just for a second here. Got about a minute left. CJ in Stoughton, what say you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. As far as decorum with Van Horten, not thrilled with Zach.
Are you there, CJ?
Congress.
CJ, you cut out for a second. I want to make sure we got what you said. You said as far as the decorum, and then we didn't hear you. What did you say?
Okay, well, I'm very disappointed in Van Horten, some of his actions as far as the team go, looking up at the top of the Capitol. But let me also say some of this speaker decision, it was a decision by the Democrats. Turn on Speaker McCarthy. It would have been very simple. This was a political move by the Democrats to allow this chaos. It would have taken a few to, make McCarthy, to keep McCarthy as the speaker. So when they say that this is the Democrats, that, you know, they're relishing this chaos and blaming the Republicans.
I appreciate the call, CJ. Thank you so very much. That is an opinion out there. It just, in my opinion, isn't true. Republicans elected Kevin McCarthy. They created this program. The Democrats are under no obligation to dig them out. There is a way. Take five moderate Republicans and join the Democrats. We'd have a speaker. He named Hakeem Jeffries, and we could actually have governed. Stay tuned. More of the Todd Alball Show in hour number two. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.